You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. So Orlando Cruz, Puerto Rican boxer, becomes the first in history to come out as gay while still competing. He's the first openly gay boxer in the history of the sport. Featherweight boxer Orlando Cruz describes himself as a proud gay man. He is Puerto Rican, currently ranked number 4 in the world by the WBO, and says, I've been fighting for more than 24 years, and as I continue my ascendant career, I want to be true to myself. He goes, I want to try to be the best role model I can be for kids who might look into boxing as a sport and a professional career. I have and always will be a proud Puerto Rican. I've always been and always will be a proud gay man. He's 31 years old, began boxing at age of 7. I guess had an appearance as part of the 2000 Puerto Rican Olympic team in Sydney. He debuted as a professional following the games and won his first world title in 2008. He holds the World Boxing Organization NABO featherweight title and will defend the belt against Jorge Pazos in October 19th in Kissimmee, Florida. He told the Associated Press in an interview that he is relieved about his decision but had initial reservations. He said, I developed physically and mentally to take such a big step in my life and in my profession, which is boxing, knowing that it would have pros and cons, highs and lows in the sport. Now, see, this is interesting, okay? Whenever you read these, right, and you're like, all right, well, good for him. He's come out. He doesn't have to fight this anymore. He can, he can live a life he wants to live. It shouldn't hurt his sport. It shouldn't hurt his career. Well, what happened to Ricky Martin? Ricky Martin is an example of somebody, and again, I'm not picking him just because he's Latino, but here's an example of somebody who was really on the rise in his career. He comes out, he feels very confident about where he is career-wise and very confident about his own sexuality. He comes out, and after that, he loses a lot of popularity, and I don't think he came out with another hit album after that. I know he's been on Glee. Still as sexy as ever. But it's interesting how sometimes coming out can hurt your career. I mean, you'd think this should have absolutely no bearing on Mr. Cruz. I think it shouldn't. He should still be able to fight and do what he needs to, etc. But it's going to be very interesting to see if this does have any ramifications on his career. I mean, honestly, Ricky Martin, still great songs, what, like She Bangs and Living La Vida Loca. I mean, that's a cool song. I don't care if someone's gay or not when they sing that song, but for his particular career, it mattered. Maybe people wanted to feel that it was somebody straight singing those songs. But that, if that's the case, how do you explain Elton John being so popular? I mean, Elton John has made love songs for decades, 4 decades. I think we're going into the 5th decade of his career. But then you have some people argue, well, many people didn't realize he was gay. So I hope this doesn't affect his career, but it'll be interesting because, after what happened with Ricky Martin, you wonder. Now, in news this week, they said there are now more gay characters featured on TV shows than ever was. Apparently, 4.4% of actors appearing on primetime series during the 2012-2013 season will portray LGBT characters, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Of the total 701 characters appearing on the upcoming TV season, 31 will be LGBT. ABC has the highest amount with 10 out of 194 or 5.2%. HBO's True Blood was ranked cable's most inclusive series featuring 6 lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender characters. All right. Apparently, the research on gay representation on TV came from the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation 17th Annual Where Are We on TV report. Now, Glee, how many characters on Glee are LGBT? We've noticed it. We've noticed very openly that gay characters are, you know, the heroes or the protagonists, et cetera, in the stories. And we've seen a lot of it in the last couple years. And these shows gain huge ratings. Now, you know, why is that? Well, is it because people are less biased? They have less stereotypes about it, and they're becoming more accepting of somebody's role? Is it because that statistic I gave you that I was taught in medical school where 1 in 8 men are gay, and it could be higher for women? You know, is, if that's how high the population, if that's, you know, the, a true account of the population, you have a lot of viewers. You have a lot of viewers that, you know, can, attribute to the ratings. But, you know, what I do see though is there's lots of subjects and now flirtations with the idea of the norm. Like there's that new show, The New Norm. You know, is the new norm same-sex couples? Well, it's not the new norm. It's still a smaller percentage, okay? There's more heterosexuals than homosexuals. But the homosexual population is huge. It always has been. Just the difference now is more people are coming out, more people are being open, they feel accepted. And from a medical doctor, I would rather our individuals be comfortable with their sexuality and not having to hide it. They do better psychologically, etc. You know, these marriages where people suppress it and they pretend it's not true and they have this marriage where they're in separate bedrooms. I mean, that's just not, it's not healthy. It's not healthy for the kids. It's not healthy for the couple. So when you hear arguments, you know, saying, look, you know, a same-sex couple is worse for, than a heterosexual couple. How many of those heterosexual couples are truly heterosexual? You know, I mean, in the medical community, we assume you're gay until proven straight. You know, we assume, we don't assume any sexual orientation. We don't. All right. Because many people who think they're straight are gay. Some people who are gay are more straight, you know, so there's a variety of attributes that people can have. But it is kind of interesting that that we're seeing more acceptance of it. It just, I don't want Gomez's career to fall like Ricky Martin's. Then again, he does need to, you know, maybe don't sing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show and on Twitter. So they say aspirin a day could actually slow elderly brain decline. All right, meaning older for women. So older women, if they take an aspirin a day, could hopefully slow down the brain decline that could happen at that in that age group. Around 500 at-risk women between the ages of 70 and 92 were tracked for 5 years. Their mental capacity tested at the start and the end of the study. Those taking aspirin for the entire period saw their test scores fall much less than those who had not. The Swedish study is reported in the journal BMJ. No giggles. British Medical Journal Open. Now, Sweden is unique. They usually don't, I guess, from what I understand, routinely treat women at high risk for heart disease and stroke with aspirin. So they had a good group for comparison, according to Dr. Silk Kern, one of the authors. The women were tested using the mini mental state exam. I've given you guys that exam, and I should probably do that again. That's a very, very good exam to do to check our mini mental status. And it basically, you know, looks at, you know, the date and where are you today, and you have to draw a couple pentagons and interlink them, and then you have to count backwards from 100 by 7. You take 7 away, so you go like 93, 86, 79, and then I forget from there. After 7, well, I could do 79 to 72, 65, 65? Yeah. Anyway, okay. So anyway, so they make you do that. They give you a few words and ask you to reproduce those words at 1 minute, 5 minutes, at the end of the exam, etc. And it's pretty helpful to see where you are. And, of course, me being in my 40s, not as sharp as it was in my 20s. But they found that aspirin a day could slow changes in cognitive ability. Now, why is that? Is it because as we age, arteries get stiff, you get a little bit more clogging? Aspirin has the antiplatelet, anti-clogging type of ability. Is it because it thins the blood a little bit so the blood can kind of sneak through? We don't know why. All right, but it is kind of nice to see that maybe an aspirin a day could help, you know, preserve some of our brain function. My only concern is in the age group between 70 and 92, risk of GI bleed could be pretty high. All right, we get extremely nervous with GI bleed and irritating the stomach lining. So we definitely want to watch that group. Even though we do recommend daily aspirin use, especially in our men, if you have any risk of GI bleed, we don't want you on it. Now, one way to screen if you are having blood leave your GI tract is checking for blood in the stool. We give you these cards to take home. You check for blood in the stool. You complain about them. I know you do. But honestly, you just take a stool sample from the toilet. You put it on there. Sometimes they don't let you put it in the toilet. Sometimes they make you do it in a cup. But some of these tests allow you to just take it from the toilet, put it on the cards. I'm sorry if you're eating. And then you send it to the lab. Do not mail it to the doctor because she does not want to open the mail and stick her hand in it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877. Doc Dolly, scientists have been able to use stem cells to create eggs in mice. Scientists in Japan report they have created eggs from stem cells in a mammal for the first time. And the researchers went on to breed healthy offspring from the eggs they created. All right. Are they going to want to do this with humans? Makes you a little nervous. I don't have too much more information on that. But stem cells and eggs, honestly, with stem cells, they could produce about anything. And, you know, being able to create humans from scratch is going to be something that is going to have many ethical and moral implications. So I don't know how much we want to go there, but they're having a tough time, you know, curbing this type of research. Many of you don't think it should be curbed. We should be able to create whatever we want to in a lab. Others are thinking, are you kidding me? Really? Now, I mean, they're just making mice. Okay, they're fine. They're just making mice. We don't think the mice are going to attack us. They're making mice. They could, you know, create eggs out of stem cells. That's nice. But for humans, All right. The daily outbreak of fungal meningitis has been freaking a lot of us out. Now that 5 people have died and 30 have been sickened by the Aspergillus meningitis. This is a fungus that apparently got into the injectable steroid at the level of the compounding pharmacy. Many of these compounding pharmacies do not have much federal oversight. These people who died and 30 who have gotten sick were receiving steroid injections for back pain. We've talked about injections for back pain many times before. You decide to go into surgery for your back pain or your stenosis or your disc issues. We try a set of injections to see if the steroid will decrease inflammation around the nerve. If it decreases the inflammation around the nerve, hopefully you have less pain. If you're in less pain, maybe you don't need to go for surgery. So many times before we consider surgery, we do these injections. And I can't tell you how many millions of Americans get injections because we've been able to do these and have some great success in terms of pain control. Without you needing to go undergo surgery. Many people do need surgery. They need fusion. They need a discectomy, laminectomy, and they get it done. But that's because they failed steroid injections. So these steroid injections are done extremely frequently, and for the most part, they're safe. In this particular case, the steroid was made by the New England Compounding Center, a compounding pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. A sealed vial of the steroid was obtained by the FDA, and they said they could see the fungus right there in the vial. It was visible to the naked eye, which means once it's visible, oh, there's millions upon millions upon millions of copies of it. All right? And then it makes you wonder, well, what could be in these vials that we don't see? Now, how could the doctor miss it? How could the doctor inject this and miss it? Well, you know, keep in mind also, when you inject steroid, when you take the vial out, and we discussed this in the previous hour, a vial of a steroid, usually the white stuff, the sediment settles to the bottom, and then you have clear fluid on top. You have to shake these things up, just like with insulin. You got to shake it up. It becomes cloudy. So if somebody pulls it out of the vial and they're dancing around the lab and they're running around getting a syringe and the thing is shaking up and down, and then the doctor grabs it and shakes it up, it's very easy for him not to look and see fungus. And who the heck would have expected there to be fungus in the steroid? When we get our injectables, we expect them to be completely sterile. So what the heck is going on? So, let's say the New England Compounding Center. Hold on one second. Sorry about that. The New England Compounding Center has recalled 17,000 vials of the steroid called methylprednisolone acetate, has shut down operations. Thank heavens. Calls to the pharmacy were not immediately returned, and its website is down. They say roughly 7,500 American pharmacies specialize in concocting customized medicines. Compounding pharmacies are extremely popular. Many people get their bioidentical hormones. They get their thyroid. They get their, hormone creams. Many compounding pharmacies do things. And this customization has been well received by patients because they don't like to be given, you know, the standard pill like you would, you know, to cattle. They like to think that the medication they're taking has some sort of individuality to it. The FDA has to approve the ingredients, but the final product that gets compounded many times escapes the FDA's, you know, oversight. Manufacturing is monitored by state boards of pharmacy, and the FDA will step in if the drug is adulterated or misbranded, according to ABC News. Now, in 2006, New England Compounding Center was warned by the FDA for splitting and repackaging the cancer drug Avastin. All right, because if you split and repackage, it's open to air. If it's open to air, fungus could get in. What was it, Avastin? What drug was it where they found fungus on a sink in the area where they were packaging these foods? Or these drugs. Remember, it was fungus on the sink? So obviously they need to look at this camp and they need to find out where the fungus is coming from. I wouldn't be surprised if it's from the sink as well. The moment the sterile container is opened and manipulated, the sterility is destroyed. You know, what makes something sterile, or once you sterilize something, it has to be vacuum sealed. Once you open it up, it's unsterile. That's it. So when you're compounding it, it has to be done, I guess, in the most sterile techniques, and I don't know how, unless they use a sterile needle to take from one into the other sterile vial. You could do it that way, right, where you use alcohol on the vials and you aspirate from one vial to the other, and then make sure no air got to it. You didn't open up any of the packaging. Now, a spokesperson for the FDA's Office of Unapproved Drugs and Labeling said in 2006, they didn't address compounding problems that are at issue today. So, here we go. We got now a bunch of people who have been afflicted with meningitis. We've talked about meningitis. It's an infection of the meninges or the lining of the brain. It's extremely painful. Causes confusion, fever, headache, neck pain. You don't even want to get out of the car like I described yesterday. And many times you could die. All right, you know, an infection of the brain can kill you. Many viral meningitises and bacterial meningitises are contagious. They don't believe this fungal meningitis is contagious because it had been injected into the patients. We'll keep you posted on that. It is rare but scary. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Study has found this week that drinking coffee up to 3 cups a day could be linked to vision loss and blindness from the condition glaucoma. Now, they didn't find any association with tea, coffee, or cola, Coca-Cola or soda, so they don't, well, I always think of Coca-Cola when I think of cola, soda. They didn't see any relationship to that, but so we don't know if it's actually the caffeine or if it's something else. But they say 3 cups of coffee a day, according to this study published in the Journal of Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science, suggests 3 cups of coffee a day could put you at risk for glaucoma. Now, we've talked about glaucoma. It's basically where your drainage tubes become blocked. You have open angle. You got closed angle. You know, your eye continually cleans itself. It has tears and this cleaning mechanism. And when you have some sort of blockage, you start getting pressure. Pressure puts pressure on the optic nerve. Optic nerve connects the eye to the brain. Obviously, when the nerve fibers get compromised, it could start destroying vision. Now, researchers from the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston suggest that compounds found in coffee may actually increase pressure within the eyeball. And we don't know, though, what part of it. Okay, I know a lot of people put stuff in their coffee. I'm assuming they looked at coffee in terms of, was it with cream, without cream, with sugar, without sugar. We know glaucoma, you have increased risk of glaucoma with diabetes. You also have increased risk of cataracts with diabetes. So was it the sugar issue? They say glaucoma affects 1% of people over age 40 and 5% of people over age 65. That's why starting at age 40, you need to get your eyes checked. Okay, and not just because you need reading glasses. They say those at increased risk are people who are diabetic, people who are black, Caribbean origin, or those with a family history of glaucoma, African origin as well. The condition develops very slowly, usually has no symptoms. You can't even tell until they test you. Sight loss goes unnoticed because the first part of the eye to be affected is your peripheral vision, not the center vision, according to Mail Online. Then the damage slowly works inward towards the center of the eye. So get your eyes checked. I don't know if you need to stop drinking coffee. I don't want to tell you to stop drinking coffee for good, but maybe 3 cups is just a little too much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about the 10 most expensive burgers in the world. This is kind of interesting. Some of these things are thousands upon thousands of dollars. We are talking for a burger. 8 of these hamburgers are in the United States. 1 is in London, and the one that came in 10th is in Indonesia. One of them has a diamond-encrusted solid gold toothpick. Now, that I could take, okay, because at least you're getting something. I just don't want to eat a burger. And anyway, one of the cheapest was about a couple hundred dollars, so the most expensive being offered for $5,000. The most expensive burger on the list is Fleur Burger 5000 at Fleur de Lis at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, my town. Cost $5,000. It has foie gras, a special truffle sauce, served on a brioche truffle bun, whatever the heck that is, with black truffles on the side. Comes with a bottle of Chateau Petrus 1990, poured in Eichendorff Brunello stemware. If you can't take the stemware home, who cares what it's poured into? All right. There's a $777 Kobe beef and Maine lobster burger from Le Burger Brasserie in Paris, Las Vegas. How come I live in Vegas and I don't even know these things exist? I gotta tell you though, this does sound good. Kobe beef, fresh Maine lobster, caramelized onions, imported brie cheese, prosciutto, some ham, 100-year-aged balsamic vinegar served with a bottle of Rosé Dom Pérignon. Oh, my gosh, that sounds yummy. Who has that kind of money? All right, there's a 666 burger in New York, obviously, costing $666. Faux gras stuffed Kobe patty with Gruyere cheese. I know what it is, I just can't pronounce it. That's been melted with champagne steam, lobster, truffles, caviar, and a barbecue sauce made with Kopi Luwak coffee beans. Really? Then there's a $499 absolutely ridiculous burger, they call it. They call it absolutely ridiculous, not me. From Mally Sports Bar and Grill in Southgate, Michigan. There's also a it's 185.6 pounds. That's ridiculous. Are you kidding me? 185.6 pound burger? That'll kill you. There's a $295 Serendipity burger. You see, now people are looking at, oh my God, $295, that's cheap. That's the one that has the diamond encrusted solid gold toothpick. That's $295. That's starting to look like a good deal. How much is gold worth now? Yeah, I doubt the toothpick. They say it's solid gold. Then there's a patty of Japanese Wagyu beef. Oh, is this the Serendipity burger? This is interesting. It's a Japanese Wagyu beef infused with 10 herb white truffle butter, seasoned. I'm sorry, I got to tell you guys this. I'm hungry. Seasoned with Salish Alderwood Smoked Pacific Sea Salt, topped with cheddar cheese, hand-formed by James Montgomery in Somerset, England, and 18-month cave-aged shaved black truffles. Then there's a fried quail egg, a white truffle buttered campana roll with blini cream frache and Paramount Caviar's exclusive Kaluga caviar finishes the dish. Are you flipping kidding me? All right, I want to see this gold encrusted thing. Okay, because I got to tell you, I mean, with gold going up like it is, that may be worth it. Now, there's a $175 burger that has real gold flakes. Collect these suckers, guys. Honestly, gold and silver now is up. You know, it's funny. We're watching Pawn Stars, and old man on Pawn Stars. I don't know if you guys watch Pawn Stars. Old man on Pawn Stars, you know, loves, you know, gold and silver. And I guess somebody had brought in silver, and also in the form of coins. And I guess there's certain coins that, you know, coins used to be made of silver up until, I believe, like 1963. So my son is like, Mommy, you empty out your purse. I want to find all your coins and look at them so we could collect the silver. Not a bad idea for a little kid. All right, for those of you who fly American Airlines, you probably are a little frustrated with, I guess, 44 flights were canceled today. 50 flights were canceled yesterday because of the seats coming loose still. They still have issues. So airline officials last night said they do have a fix for the seats. So they're pulling 48 of the Boeing 757s out to make repairs. They say all of the planes should be back in service by tomorrow. However, the seat repairs are now going to inconvenience thousands of passengers. Apparently 50 flights were canceled yesterday, 44 today. You see these seats coming out in rows because they don't stick. It's like the saddle. I guess there's a saddle clamp that holds the seats down on each side that was messed up. I mean, the American Airlines has been having major issues with its bankruptcy and its pilot walkout, et cetera. And now with the cancellations, I mean, this is some pretty bad stuff. Now, hopefully they're getting their acts together before Thanksgiving. I mean, we are coming into the holiday season. So, I mean, if this was going to happen, I guess happen now. This shouldn't be as much of a high travel season because it's back to school, but also back to work. A lot of people that are back to work now really, you know, hitting the ground running. There's a lot of business travel. So, hopefully they're getting their acts together on this one. They say it was the new fix is going to consist of installing an additional locking mechanism that was designed by American engineers and approved by the FAA. The FAA issued a statement saying it did approve of American Airlines' decision to conduct more inspections. Oh, really? Did you approve that? Thank you. I think you should. No other airlines have an issue with the seats. United Airlines doesn't use the same seat. U.S. Airways use different hardware to mount the seats. What I would do if I was American Airlines is give them a phone call. Give them a phone call and say, how are you guys doing this? My question is why is this happening now? They're not telling us something. I mean, you know, we've been flying American Airlines for years. For years. And all of a sudden, now they're having all these problems with the seats? Somebody must have chintzed out during the bankruptcy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment.
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Don't forget a little bit later this weekend to find us on Facebook. Go to the Dr. Dolly Show. When you do the search, click on like. It's always great to connect and see who's listening to the show. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So I guess watermelon now has been found to prevent heart attacks and weight gain. They say a daily slice of watermelon can help prevent buildup of LDL, which is bad cholesterol. Now, LDL is the form of cholesterol that is the biggest culprit in clogging arteries and causing heart disease. Researchers from the from Purdue University found that eating watermelon not only helped lower, all right, the LDL accumulation, but also helped control weight gain. So you had less fatty deposits, less LDL accumulation, and lower weight. This is great. No watermelon margaritas. I know. Isn't that weird? You go to the restaurant, and they now have watermelon margaritas, watermelon mojitos. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, they are tasty. But no, that's not going to help. You got to actually eat a slice a day. Now, they believe the secret to the watermelon's, I guess, according to Mail Online, health-boosting properties lies in the citrulline, which is a chemical found in the juice. And previous studies have shown that citrulline does have a role in heart disease prevention. Trying to think what else has a citrulline besides watermelon. Huh. All right. Now, of course, just eating watermelon isn't going to save the day. I mean, you have to exercise. You have to watch what you eat. You know, we've been talking about cholesterol medications and how successful they are in preventing heart attacks and lowering that LDL. But a fifth of the population are resistant to it. They just can't, it just doesn't jive with their system, or it just doesn't work. Researchers fed two groups of mice. This is how they figure this out. This study is published in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. Researchers fed two groups of mice a high-fat diet, gave one water to drink, the other watermelon juice. Then they followed their health for several months. At the end, the mice given watermelon juice had 50% less LDL. They also weighed 30% less. Now, how is watermelon causing you to lose weight? I don't know, but oh my gosh, infuse it. I will take a watermelon suppository if I think it's going to lose weight. Now, this research follows, I guess, another study that was just published in the Journal of Functional Foods, which suggested eating apples each day could improve heart disease, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Those who ate a daily apple over 4 weeks lowered bad cholesterol in the blood by 40%. Taking capsules containing polyphenols, a type of antioxidant found in apples, had a similar but not as large effect. Always. The capsules are never as good. Never as good. All right. So, watermelon. How do you get it in the winter? I don't know. Not too sure, but this is still pretty cool stuff. Okay? Something that's not too cool is Charles Manson's follower, Bruce Davis, who's been in prison for the 1969 killings of musician Gary Hyman and ranch hand Donald Shorty Shea, may be up for parole. Now, he had been recommended for parole in 2010. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said no. Then, I guess a panel agreed to parole this time around because of his quote-unquote positive adjustment, record of no recent disciplinary problems, and for successfully completing academic and vocational, educational, and self-help programs. Again, we were trying to figure out, was this an algebra test? What did he have to do? I don't know. Was it a color between the lines? I don't know. Even though he did not participate in the Manson family murders of actor Sharon Tate and six others, he did, from what I understand, partner with the other killings in 1969. During his 40 years of prison, he became an ordained minister, earned master's degrees in philosophy and religion via a correspondence program, was convicted in 1972 of the Manson dictated murders of Hyman and Shea. The parole must still be finalized by the state after a 120-day review period. Now, we're seeing this a lot where, you know, like with John Hinckley Jr., many of these people that we put away years ago are up for parole. Now, from what I understand, John Hinckley Jr., I believe, was denied, right? The one who shot President Reagan. Tried to assassinate him. In this particular case, we have a parole board saying, okay. And it's up to Governor Jerry Brown to allow him to leave. Now, I don't really understand the whole Republican or Democratic sway of things when it comes to parole. Again, Arnold Schwarzenegger was Republican, but, you know, not the most conservative Republican. He said no. Does that mean Governor Jerry Brown is going to say yes, he could go out there? Now, this issue has definitely come up in the spotlight because of the whole Halloween ban in Simi Valley. I believe now there's about 119 sex offenders, registered sex offenders, who are suing the city for not allowing them to celebrate Halloween by putting up decorations and making them put a sign saying no candy here to avoid kids from going to their houses. Now, we spent a very significant amount of time in the first hour discussing rehabilitation of sex offenders and how many of these sex offenders, they aren't even in jail for much time at all. Child molesters could be out of jail within 3 months. So how much rehabilitation is needed for a community to feel confident and comfortable to let their kids run around their house? Now, of course, police in Simi Valley said there's been no cases, you know, of any of these registered sex offenders, you know, touching kids or adults or being repeat offenders. But then again, in Aurora, Colorado, there was never a history of somebody coming into a theater shooting people up dressed as Joker. So, you know, I'm not, you know, having a history of so far so good is reassuring, but it doesn't solve the problem. All right. The one thing we can all agree on is people are serving less jail time than they used to. Jails are being overcrowded and less violent crimes are being triaged as to who could leave. And the other thing we know is if somebody does perform a sex act on a child or a sex act on another human unwillingly, some sort of assault, rape, molestation, it's not because they're thinking clearly. All right. These are people that have something wrong. They're cooked in the head. All right. Something's really wrong. And yes, many are sorry, and I'm sure many won't do it again. But I am not convinced that somebody is completely rehabilitated. All right. Especially if they're only in jail for a few months. So when your kids are running around trick-or-treating, and like I urged you yesterday, go with them. I don't care if they're teenagers. Be around. Be outside in the street watching, seeing what's going on. But if you're the type that just let the kids go and trick-or-treat and you're sitting home giving out candy, you want to know that the houses these kids are going up to are safe. And if you don't feel that way, then you need to take them to look on those websites and find out which house, where the registered offenders, sex offenders are living. But see, the problem with that is if one of them decides to hang out at the neighbor's house and they go to the neighbor's house, you know, there's no way to control it. There's no way. Somebody had called in saying that we should invoke the death penalty to child sex offenders. It had actually been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 2008. They had said, can't do it. So, no, you can't do the death penalty for a child rape case. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's asking too much, to have a sign up there. I don't think that's a violation of their civil rights because, remember, they didn't do something that was civil. All right? What they did was something that even an animal we don't expect to do. And if that's a behavior that they possess and we allow them to not be locked up, right, and we don't castrate their wee-wee for what they did, then I'm sorry, you're going to have to give up Halloween. Okay? Boo-hoo. All right, guys, great show. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.